Here's your enlightened freedom message for the day. You want everything to be easy, don't you? This is the easiest way to make effort of all. Here it is. While walking and moving around and coming into connection and relationship with others, give every soul feelings of good wishes from your heart, and also take good wishes from others. No matter what others give you, even if they give you bad wishes, with the power of your good wishes, transform those bad wishes into good wishes. Let every soul experience good wishes from you. At that time, just experience the soul who's giving you bad wishes to be under the influence of one or another vice. You would never have bad wishes for a soul who is influenced by something else or someone else. Good wishes would always emerge for such a soul. Simply remember one thing. I constantly have to perform one task through my thoughts, through my words, through my deeds, and through my connections and relationships. I have to give good wishes and take good wishes. If you have any wasteful or negative thoughts for any soul, then remember what your duty is. Isn't that wonderful? So what does it mean? It means that the easy way to make spiritual progress and feel wonderful is to send loving energy and good thoughts to others. So for example, let's say you go for a walk and there are cars around or people around or houses. You can send the feeling of good wishes, good vibrations to all the people, to nature. And in your mind, you can think, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be healthy. And you're sending the feeling of good wishes, blessings. And then you're also receiving back good wishes and pure feelings. Absorbing energy back. Because remember, everyone is a spiritual being. A spiritual being. Isn't that great? So even if someone is under an external influence, they still have good feelings underneath that. You know, imagine if there's someone in your life, I'm sure there's someone in your life who loves you. They really do love you. Maybe they're having a bad day once in a while. Maybe they feel stressed once in a while. Maybe they're in a rush. You know, there's all sorts of things. And it might not seem like they love you and care about you in that moment. Right? But they do. It's just they're under an external influence. So when we give good wishes and pure feelings, one thing that happens immediately is that our mind becomes clearer and more purified because we're focused on others and giving blessings and giving good vibrations. So we're consciously giving out energy that stops us thinking about other things during that time. It also means that we feel better because if you're sending out loving energy through your heart, from your heart out all around you, who is the first beneficiary of that energy? You are, aren't you? You know, we feel love and good feelings ourselves when we send them out. So we immediately get benefit. That also has an effect on other people around us. If there's someone around in your house, right, and you're talking to them or someone there around, whether you're talking to them or not, they're going to feel that energy on some level. And especially if you are talking to someone face to face, they're going to feel the good vibrations from you. And so everyone benefits from you doing this, and you're the one who gets the most benefit. And then if someone is not giving you love and blessings, because it, of course, does happen, just remember that they are under an external influence. So, for example, I often go for a walk and I aim to give good wishes, pure feelings, smile at people, give blessings. And most people, it's a lovely connection, just, you know, just love and blessings and good feelings and say hello. And some people, they don't respond positively. And so I can either get terribly upset and cry myself to sleep for weeks on end, or I can just realize they're under an external influence. You know, a lot of people are having negative thoughts, or they're stressed out, or having worries, or something. You know, there's all sorts of reasons people don't feel good. And so they need extra love and blessings, don't they? They need extra love and blessings. So our job is to give, 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 and also to receive. And we can receive even if people are not giving to us. I have an interesting story about that, actually. I was in Africa one time, in an island off of Africa. And I was in this busy market, and there's all these people around. And I remember, honestly, I was thinking, I'd rather not be here. This is too intense. You know, there's too many people running around. It's too loud. And I just wanted some peace and quiet by the ocean. And then I remembered this point when we're sharing today, that everyone is giving good wishes. They're all spiritual beings and they're all sending peace. So I'm in the middle of this crowd of people. And when I had that shift in consciousness, I felt the good wishes and vibrations of peace from all the people, because they're all souls. So I'm in the middle of this crazy, loud crowd. And I came into this amazing feeling of deep, deep peace. And really received the good vibrations. It was an incredible experience, because just a few moments before, I was trying to get out of there. Oh, let's get out of here. It's too much. And a few seconds later, I'm just merged in this ocean of peace. It was just incredible. Still remember it till this day because it was such a contrast. So good wishes and pure feelings. So what do we need to remember? Just simply remember one thing. I constantly have to perform one task through my thoughts, through my words, through my deeds, and through my connections and relationships. I have to give good wishes and take good wishes. Lots of love, many blessings.